morning, mate.
Yeah, good morning, guys.
What about the Kosciuszko? Things are hotting up here after what we saw yesterday and also maybe tomorrow at Randwick.
Yeah, Tigofno was a very good winner yesterday. He's firmed right into Kosciuszko contention, and there'll be a lot of interest around this this highway tomorrow at Randwick to see whether we can unearth another Kosciuszko horse. Healing Hands is, I think, about a $2.40 favourite at this stage off about a five-length trial win there at Muswellbrook on the weekend. It'll be fascinating to see whether this horse can take the step. He's been pretty promising to date. He did only win a Dubbo Class 1, though, last time in. So I think he's been priced a little bit on potential rather than what he's done to date. That Dubbo win, look, there's been a few winners out of it, but the late splits weren't anything, superb by any means, and this does look another step. So we love a trial. That's one thing New South Wales punters do love is a big trial win, and he's done that. I don't think he beat a great deal in the trial, but look, if he does take the next step impressively there on Saturday, no doubt he'll come into contention. But I think he's got a few rivals there. Mr. Wong can bounce back after a disappointing run last time out, albeit back journey, and there's one down the bottom there, Lady Demi at about 40-1 that can run a cheeky race as well. A good last start winner and gets him with no weight on her back. So there's a bit of competition there, and it'd be fascinating to see how Healing Hands does go off that big trial win.
Yeah, this Progressive Import Attorney from the Matty Smith stable, nominated for a couple of races over the weekend. Where will he run?
Yeah, he was. They were looking at Brisbane or Randwick with him, and they've decided to stay in Sydney with that better prize money. So look, he gets in nice and light, but I was reading a story on the Sydney Morning Herald this morning about Adam Pengilly sort of suggesting that Terry Henderson, the OTI principal there, said that he thinks he's far too short there at $2.20. He's been about $3.40 into $2.20 since the market's opened. The punters really seem to like him. Terry made the point that he's not that well off at the weights considering his benchmark rating. I think he should be getting more weight off the top weight there under if it was a true handicap. But look, he was very impressive there over the 1900 at Canterbury last time. Yeah, he overcame trouble to score impressively. You'd have to think that the big track 2000 metres is going to really suit him. And I've always maintained that in Sydney, but right throughout Australia, that it's easier to take these jumps in staying races than it is in sprinting races for mine. Mm. I don't think there's a great deal between the stayers where sprinting ranks, it's a bit harder to go from the midweek straight to Saturday grade and just keep on progressing. So I think he'll be very hard to beat. I think he'll get a little bit better than 220 on the weekend, but he does look one of those shorties on the Randwick program that do look going to be right there and pretty hard to knock on the weekend.
8:15 this morning, mate, so we're not long to go now, and the Godolphin Army roll out a lot of big guns in this opening heat over 900 metres at Rosehill Gardens.
Yeah, there's going to be plenty of interest. Avilius, Elise, Hartnell, just to name a few there. Kiyomichi, the Golden Slipper, the winner. Ray Heron, I think, believes still there. So, yeah, there's going to be a heap of these Godolphin horses roll out and have their first trials ahead of the spring, so there'll be plenty of eyes watching now. I know there are a lot of punters salivating at the prospect of these spring horses coming back and starting to go through their gears. So I'm sure, most of them will just be having a quiet time out, but be fascinating to see what Raheran in particular can do, a horse that promised so much last year. He's obviously had a few issues, missed the autumn, missed the winter, and now he's back for the spring. So, yeah, all eyes on the Godolphin horses and in general the trials at Rosehill this morning, and see if hopefully all's well with those spring prospects for the Godolphin Yard.
Have you got a couple for us tomorrow, mate?
Yeah, look, I found it a tricky program. I think it's a day to sort of spec a few rather than launch into one or two in particular. But look, I made race one number four, having fun, the best each way. I can see Mandela, the favourite, is going to be hard to beat. But he's just got a tricky draw there low. The rail's out 12 metres there at Randwick tomorrow, and if he doesn't lead, which I don't think he will, he just might need a little bit of luck around the turn there. I don't think they're going to get far off the fence in that first race with the rail out so far, so it might be a little bit tricky for him. So I think Having Fun was... I know the overall time wasn't as strong as Mandela's on the same day last time out with her win, but the second horse has won since, and her last 200 was the quickest of the day. She really powered to the line late. She spread to get 1,400, I thought around the 750 each way. You should get a collect there, 2:30 the place. So even if she runs a place, you should, if you go each way at the same price, you should get something back. So happy to be with her. Look, I thought War Baron in the first at $4.40 a place was worth a little bit of a spec, and later on in the day, having something small on Smart Edge and also Sweet Deal in that same race later in the day, that both of those just backing them to win to beat the favourites, Lundberg and Notation. I thought they were a little bit over the odds, and having a little spec on Don't Leave Me Out in the last at around $9. So look, I made Having Fun the best of those, but just specking throughout the day there on Saturday. I found it a tricky program, so happy to sort of have something on three or four horses.
Okay, so your best each way, race one, number four, Having Fun. Mate, can I just query one in the last? It's a double figure odds, mate, Power Command.
Yeah, I really liked the run last time out. Kept nice and fresh for this. Just the tricky, the wide draw. I just don't know how far they're going to get back. And if the track's really drying out by that weather, this horse can run the splits to get over the top of them. But does have nice soft track stats, and no surprise off that last start effort to see it in the finish in a very open race.
Yeah, just got held up at a vital stage as well there. And it's just always attractive at $11. Thanks, Brad.
Thanks, guys.